that she had a rapture dream last night. It is the 17th of August. This is McKinley. She's my daughter. She is going to be 9 on the 31st of August. And I'm going to have her share her dream with you. I wasn't going to. I wanted to get a little bit more confirmation on it. And then my oldest, she came right after, a little while after that, and told me that she had a rapture dream on the 8th of August this year. And she wrote it down in her journal and she drew pictures. And I'm going to have her share her dream with you guys right after this. And I just, the significance of the dreams were kind of similar, and they were 8 days apart, and then it was the 17th today, so you know, 7 is God's number, and then the 8th is a very symbolic number also in the Bible. And so, yes, I'm going to go ahead and let her share this, and then my oldest.
So we were just all in the house. My mom was cleaning, my dad was playing his little game, and Octavia was playing in her swing, my little sister, and my baby brother, he was playing in his bedroom with his toys, and then I was in my word, and my big sister was getting ready for school, it was kind of like a tornado siren, it was a siren, and the sky was red, it was like on fire, and then the siren went off, and then my dad, he went in his room, got the two guns for my mom and my dad, and then we got in the car, and then we started driving on the road to see what was happening, and then there was this weird people or demons or whatever, they were falling from the sky, like in their jeans and shorts were ripped, and like their hair was messy and all that, and then,
I asked you, they weren't coming from like an airplane or like a parachute or anything like that, right?
They were just falling,
falling from the sky,
they were just falling out.
Okay.
And then, their faces looked like they were gray and stuff, and like gray brown colors. And then I saw clothing on the floor, like human clothing, like this. And then my mom, we were in the car.
Well, wait, I'm sorry to interrupt. Didn't you say there was other ones that were coming from the sky also?
Yeah. There was these other demons that were coming from the sky.
Well, how do you know they were demons?
Horns. They had horns. Okay. And they just started falling from the sky.
With the other ones?
Yeah.
Okay.
At the same time.
Okay.
They all fell. And...
and we're driving in the car while this is happening?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then we completely stopped the car. And then, my mom started disappearing. Like, and I was like, Mom, what are you doing?
But you saw clothes before that on the ground, right?
Yeah. Like, human clothes like this. Like, what we're wearing.
Okay.
And then my mom started disappearing. I was like, Mom, where are you going? And she's like, I'm going up in heaven. And then my dad disappeared. And then Lillian, my oldest sister. And then Octavia, my youngest. And then Ray and my baby brother. And then I disappeared. And then we all, like, if you were 2 inches off the floor, like just a tad off the floor, you were in your, like, other body that you would be in heaven.
What did that look like?
Like, it was, like, clear, like, and you had white clothing on you. Like,
so okay.
Nobody can see your guts and all that.
Okay, that's interesting.
And then, like, there was this big, long, golden table. Like, it was long. Like, it could fit the whole world. And it was gold, silver, and like brown, and God, he was sitting right at the edge of that very end of the table, and he was wearing a golden crown on his head, like one of those you wear, and he was wearing it, and the people who were sharing the gospel and like give it other people. Like, so there was this girl, her name is Kayla, and she has a crew, and like we're gonna get baptized in September with her. She was there up there with her crew. I saw her, and like she was up there, and she got one of the crowns, and other people got some too. The ones who were being thankful to God and like sharing the gospel to other people who didn't know God at all, so they can go up to heaven. And then,
and this happened like, at that table.
Yeah, at the golden and silver and brown table.
What else was going on over there? Like, was there anything else going on up there, or what?
Like, so there was milk, honey, grapes, bread, wine, and milk, and what I miss? Did I miss honey?
No, I think you said that.
Okay. And, like, we all ate and, like, drunk and like, stuff like that. And then God, he put a picture in our mind, like, our head, and, like, he used it, like, for our spiritual eyes where we can see the earth. If we did get left behind, he would show us a picture of the earth and what would happen and, like, all the people who got left in the seven-year tribulation.
Was he showing just you that, or was he showing, was it, like, everybody, or what?
He was showing everybody, because, like, if they, like, did, they would show, God would show everybody, because then, like, they would know if they did get left behind, then that was gonna, what was happening. Like,
okay.
He was showing me example, like, and everybody else.
Okay.
Of what would happen on the earth if we did get left.
Okay, and what else?
And then, God, before we ate, he prayed and said grace, and then we all talked and stuff like that. And then, he created a new earth, and then we got to go on that new earth and still share the gospel with other people.
What did you tell me that he said to you right before you, like, after the feast and stuff, before you woke up? What did he say?
Before the, what was it? You said it here, Mom, this earlier.
Was it about the time? What did he say to you about the time?
He said, the hour is time. Like, the hour is time. Like, it means, like, it's time, like, for him to come get us, and, like, we raise up, like, and, like, have no fear and all that.
So the time of the hour, that's what he told you?
The time of the hour.
That's what she had told, like, me, you guys, was the time of the hour is here. And I said, well, what does that mean? And she just, like, what she just said.
And then ended, and I woke up, and I was like, and I woke up, like, so joyful and happy and all that.
Yeah.
And I was, like, sore a little bit. But
yeah, that's crazy.
And that's the end.
Yeah, so I wanted to share that with you guys.
And I forgot to mention that God, he was wearing clothing, like, fancy clothing. Like, he was wearing fancy, like...
What did it look like?
Like, it was white.
Do you remember?
And gray and brown.
Gray and brown and white?
Yeah, like... His sleeves were white, and then the clothing, the long piece, was brown, and then the top thing where it covered his neck like that, it was white.
Hmm, interesting.
And then the shoulders were white, the top of the shoulders. And then his hair was brown, his face was like what yours look like tan, like, you know.
Wow.
And his eyes were golden.
Wow. It's amazing. All right, you guys. So that was her dream last night. And now I'm about to let you guys hear from my oldest and her show you what she wrote about a week ago before this of her rapture dream. You want to say bye?
My older sister, she did this when she was younger, like my age. She was 9 years old, and she had this other weird dream, and I hope y'all watch that, so bye.
Okay, see you, bye. Okay, everybody, here is my oldest, and I'm gonna let her just start off.
Okay, so August 8th, I had this dream. I'm pretty sure it was Rapture dream. So we were driving in the car, having fun, shopping. It was a normal day. Well, then heading back home, I looked up at the sky, and it was like a bright orange, like an orange you would not see in the sky. And there was like pink mixed in with the orange, and it was really pretty. Well, then I looked at the sun, and I said, "Mom, the sun looks weird." She looked and said, "Yeah, it does. It does. It looks something like this in the sky." So I draw a better example because in my journal, it was not that drawn that good. So on this side, this is the sun. There's three suns. This is the big one, and then this is the medium one, and then this is the tiny one. And in the sky, it was really, really bright. So yeah. And then we were shocked, so we just kept driving, thought nothing of it, until we saw in the sky a person coming down. He was wearing all white and skin like gold. And his hands were lifting up in the skies, and he was smiling. We said, "Oh my gosh." And then he suddenly went fast back up, and then we arrived home. I looked at the sky some more, and me and my mom saw this clock in the sky. It wasn't a normal clock. It was like a heavenly clock. It had big, bright gold numbers, and you could see stars and like kind of galaxy, like the Milky Way. And you could see in the clock, like through it. And the times were different than the times on Earth. And it looks like, and it kept ticking. And people were running crazy.
But this is what the clock looks like.
So, I put stars, and it was a rectangular clock. And I put stars in it just to, like, that's not how it actually looked, but. And then I put the numbers that I kind of saw in the dream, but these are probably not, like, the real numbers. It looks like this.
Like that you remember the best? Yeah. Okay.
And it looks like that. It was just in the sky sitting there ticking. And then people were running crazy. And then all the TVs, like obviously there's TVs. People were watching TV. And then on bright, bold numbers. And it said, "Coming soon," in all caps on the TV. And like if someone would have like tried to change it, they couldn't because it was stuck on there. And then we looked at each other and we said, "Is it really happening?" And then we started reading the Bible and praying before the time ran out because we knew it was time. And then I woke up.
And you had this dream when?
I said August 8th.
2025?
Yes.
All right. So there you have it, guys. Two dreams within a week. You know, pray on it. It was definitely something that we need to share. So, can you say bye?